CURT. Church for Universal Realistic Thinking. Reality. The quality or state of being actual or true, or the state of things as they actually exist, rather than as they may appear or might be imagined. Even with facts and knowledge, the match between reality and perception is not as clear as it seems. Though we possess two eyes, they each serve different functions. One is for visual perception, identifying objects, and the other transforms visual input into the movements of our eyes, hands and legs. Perception is not fixed. It is flexible, reflecting a person's physiological state. If one is tired, frail, scared or carrying a load, one's assessment will differ from what one sees. This is not by choice but by design. It is the way we are wired. This perceptual system offers us self-serving justifications. Our conscious perception of the world, though relatively stable, is not static. We are incapable of being fully objective, even in our most mundane observations and impressions. Our awareness of the objects around us is informed and fine-tuned by any number of transient factors. Our strength and energy levels, our sense of confidence, our fears and desires. Being human means seeing the world through your own, constantly shifting lens. The illusion of reality. The further quantum physicists peer into the nature of reality, the more evidence they are finding that everything is energy at the most fundamental levels. Reality is merely an illusion, although a very persistent one. The unquestioned scientific assumption was that the physical universe is actually physical. As soon as scientists began smashing electrons and other particles in enormous accelerators, they quickly realized the foundations of the physical world weren't physical at all. Everything is energy. The idea of electrons and protons as tiny solid planet-like structures orbiting a larger interior neutron in an atom has been proven to be false. They have no internal structure and no physical size. They are entirely illusory as they are made up of energy. They are zero-dimensional and are events, not things. Electrons are negatively charged and are both a wave and a particle at the same time. As non-particle particles, or energy, they are capable of being in hundreds of places simultaneously, otherwise known as superposition. The reality is that everything is energy and energy is everything. This energetic nature of reality can free our minds from its superstitions and restrictions. As far as mainstream society is concerned, conclusions about life may as well not exist. Reality, the world as we know it, can only occur if measurement or observation takes place at the macro level of existence. This is the level where scientists and ordinary human beings operate. Further, this means that not only is everything energy, but that it responds to consciousness itself. It's possible that unless some agency, such as human consciousness, interferes, particles remain in a probabilistic energy wave state and never actualize into one location in particle form. Ultimately, reality as we experience it seems to be the result of human consciousness interfacing with the quantum levels of existence that are pure waves of energy. Everything you think is real is actually only information that the brain receives and translates into a picture called reality. Energy is everything, and energy is information in its purest sense. This means that everything that exists contains the information of everything else that exists. The information of the entire universe is contained holographically and energetically in every single cell. Matter and energy, information and consciousness are just different ways of looking at the same thing. If we include the experience of mystics who have directly grasped and taught that everything is energy and about the unified consciousness of creation for millennia, we can add the word self to this interchangeable mix as well. Self equals intelligence equals information equals energy equals mass equals life equals God equals spirit equals consciousness. It's all the same thing. It's all one thing. And everything is energy.